Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Hier Zanti Swanepoel, daar het Gauteng uit. Lekker om saam te kuier, Zanti, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre vanuit 'n mistige en reënerige
Gauteng. Ja. Wow, sounds like Cape Town in the winter.
Dis presies. Dit voel absoluut of ek in die Kaap bly die laaste maand en 'n half. Dit is reën en mis elke dag. So, ja, vir ons is dit bietjie lekker. Dit voel of jy sê om die draai is waar al hierdie reën vandaan kom.
Close your eyes. Walk outside your house, close your eyes and breathe in. I'm sure your brain will tell you can smell the sea.
Ek verbeel my net dis baie laag water.
Hey, that's funny, Zanti. Hey, we're looking forward to your story this morning. We're going to not bother you anymore. Give you a chance to do your thing.
Ag, is reg. Weet jy wat, Brad, ek wil vanoggend praat oor iets wat ek dink, I just want to encourage you today, every listener, myself, you know, we live in a world that gives results so quickly. If ek kan onthou, as ek 'n taak wou gedoen het in die laerskool, daar was nie Google nie. Daar was nie sulke goed nie. So ek moes fisies in 'n kar klim, ek moes biblioteek toe gaan, ek moes 'n ensiklopedie oopmaak. Ek moes die taak doen, ek moes boeke gaan soek in die biblioteek. Goed, het tyd gevat, nee. But not today. Today everything is quick, so we want quick results. We don't have any patience to wait for anything anymore. And the same with when God gives us a dream or he wants us to do something and we know that. Then we also want that quick results, quick fix. And we don't have that tenacity anymore. En daai deurdruk en daai bloed wat uit sweet en tande kners nie. Mm-hmm. Our new generation don't have that. Ons generasie het 'n bietjie daarvan en ons ouers, my ouers en hulle generasie het baie daarvan, want dit was nie so vinnig nie. En ek wil vandag vir jou 'n storie vertel om jou net te bemoedig dat as die Here vir jou iets gegee het om te doen en dit werk nie vinnig nie. It is really a journey. And I want to encourage you by the story that walking with God is a journey. It's not a getting onto a speed train and arriving at the next station in 20 minutes. But because it doesn't happen that way, we sometimes give up or we leave the things the Lord wants us to do because we don't fathom that walking with Him is even a slower journey because He will never give you the blueprint. He says, I am a lamp to your feet. Now, I don't know about you, but the other day I also told the listeners, I grew up on a farm and I once went out when it was pitch dark. I couldn't even see my hand in front of me. And my dad brought me an oil lamp. And I promise you, you can only see like one step before you. And the Lord says, He is a lamp to our feet. He's not hierdie sparligte op 'n hokkie astro. He's a lamp to our feet. So this, as soon as I take that step that I can see, then He only shows me the next step. But it's never the whole path. Because then I don't need faith. And I don't need to walk with Him and talk to Him and hear His heart and trust Him and get to know Him in the process. So I just want to tell you, I just want to really encourage you that in Genesis 6 verses 9, it says, Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Genesis 5 verses 22. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. Proverbs 2 verses 26. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. Nowhere I read in the Bible that any one of God's children that he dearly loved, just like he loves me and you, ever ran with God. They walked with God. En dit is my so mooi in die Afrikaanse Bybel met Adam en Eva staan daar, hulle het met God gewandel. That even a bit slower than walking. That is like, oh, wandel is my die mooiste naam. Because there's no haste, there's no pushing, there's no striving, there's just this peaceful one step at a time with God by your side. Ek wil vanoggend vir julle die storie vertel van iemand wat baie suksesvol was en is. En Mag dit jou vandag bemoedig dat dit is wat uit jou vermoë is. En as jy dink jy kry swaar, dan wil ek jou bemoedig met hierdie storie vandag, want toe ek dit lees, toe kom ek agter ek klaar regtig met die wit brood onder my arms. En miskien het ek regtig bietjie meer tenacity nodig en bietjie meer resilience as wat ek reeds het, en trust my, ek het baie. Maar ek dink nie ek en jy het hierdie vlak daarvan nie. Maar mag hierdie regtig vir jou bemoedig volgende. I want to share with you the story of how a 13-year-old farm boy walked 250 miles. Julle fathom daai ene, 250 miles, and became the trunk maker to an empress. This little boy's childhood was not glamorous. He was born in a remote village in rural France, a place where the winters were harsh, opportunities were scarce, and survival meant working with your hands whether you wanted or not. When he was around 10, tragedy struck. His mother died not long after his father passed away too. By the age of 13, dink bietjie waar was jy op 13 en hoe het jou lewe gelyk? He was essentially on his own. And he made a decision that would change not only his life, but global business forever. He started walking to Paris, not by carriage, not with money, not with a family to guide him, just walking. The journey stretched more than 250 miles and did not take days or weeks. It took more than 2 years. Not because he was slow, not because he had to stop constantly to work odd jobs for food and shelter. That's why it took him more than 2 years. He slept wherever he could. He carried everything he owned on his back. His shoes were thin, his clothes faded, but he kept moving forward. Hoeveel van ons sou al lank al opgegee het? When he finally reached Paris at the age of 16, the city was rough, crowded, and rebuilding after years of turmoil. But he found a work in a workshop, sweeping floors, carrying boxes, and doing whatever the master craftsman needed. He showed up early, he stayed late, he learned quietly, watching everything. And little by little, people started to notice. His precision, his discipline, his eye for detail. Within a few years, Louis Vuitton was recognized as one of the most skilled young artisans in the city. Then came his breakthrough. The Empress Eugenie, the wife of Napoleon III, appointed him as a personal packer and trunk maker. From a parentless boy walking alone across France to serving the most powerful woman in the country, that appointment changed everything. It built his reputation, it opened doors, it ignited a brand we now see in every major city on earth. Louis Vuitton did not rise because of luck, privilege, or connections. He rose because he kept moving forward, mile after mile, workshop after workshop, door after door, until his skill met opportunity. So, what's the lesson in his story? That luxury was not born from wealth. It was forged from a boy who refused to stop walking. When you keep moving, even slowly, even painfully, one day the world will call you a genius for surviving what others quit a long time ago. I want to encourage you because sometimes we see these things and sometimes we don't know where they come from or what hard work it took. But if God has given you something to do, it will not happen in 1 year. It will not happen in 2 years. It'll surely happen. But you have got to keep moving. Keep trusting. Keep getting to know him better. Keep working through the pain. Because the Lord's word will always be true over your life. But your own will sometimes comes in the way. I always say though, the fact that we have a free will is the biggest blessing and biggest curse at the same time. But today, trust the Lord. If you know that that thing in your heart comes from him, because you have to be sure about that firstly. If it's from yourself, good luck. If it's from God, He will get you there, but you've got to trust him with that lamp to your feet that'll show you only the next step. And maybe it'll take you 250 miles by feet. Maybe it'll take more than 2 or 20 years. But if you are in his will and you are moving forward in trust and faith, you will see the goodness of God and you will look back and you won't believe what God can do with and through your life. And I just want to speak that over you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.